Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment in Halachos of Traveling. We spoke last time about benching Gomel. I just want to just pause for a moment to just talk about the meaning of the actual bracha. It's really an extremely beautiful bracha. We say, HaGomel l'chayavim tovos shegmalani kol tov, that God gave kindness to those who are chayav, those who are obligated. The traditional understanding of this bracha is that we say to God, you know, we found ourselves in a situation that, heaven forbid, our life was at stake. And really, we don't deserve to be saved. We're chayavim. We're people who are at fault for one reason or another. And even so, even though I say to myself that who am I that God should save me from this dangerous circumstance, you saved me anyway. You're gomel tovos. You do kindness to me. It's just a very powerful bracha. We make it so many times. It is a powerful thing to just think about a little bit. By the way, just on a technical level, it's also all right for one person to be motzi other people in benching gomel. So it's very common, for example, if there was a group of people that took a trip and then they're all like at the same minyan the next day, so it would be somewhat of a tircha de tzibura, somewhat of a burden on the minyan to have each person separately come up and bench gomel. So it's very common. One person is internally designates the representative, and then he says the bracha, and then everyone says, you know, those people who also need to bench gomel say amen. So that's also just people should keep in mind that is a possibility. Also, one does not need to get a kibud associated with laning in order to bench gomel. There is an idea of doing it. It's nice to do it, but it's certainly not mandatory for the person benching gomel nor for the gabbai. So it's a good thing to keep in mind in general. Okay, moving on to a very different topic, traveling on Friday. So the first thing that's worthy of note is the Gemara talks about caution in terms of traveling on Erev Shabbos. The primary focus of the Gemara actually is sort of arriving unadvertised at a place, and you show up right before Shabbos, now they have to provide food for you. That's a common concern of the Gemara. We're not as concerned about that practically today because, thank God, communication for us is so free and fluid, and we shoot the person an email, and we text, and we call on our cell phone, and so on and so forth. It might even be on our Facebook page, who knows, that we're going somewhere. But in any event, the other concern, halachically, that comes up with traveling on Erev Shabbos has to do with if we leave sufficient time to get to our desired destination before Shabbos. As we've discussed earlier in this series, a lot of halachos about traveling don't necessarily smoothly transfer over because we cover so much ground and such little time compared to the times of the Talmud. But besides, practically, intuitively, it makes a lot of sense to not leave things for the last minute of traveling on Shabbos. This is also a concern on a halachic level. What I would like to speak about a little bit is if things didn't go as planned, and a person finds themselves stuck on the highway, stuck in an airplane, whatever it is, right before Shabbos. What are options that a person has? So I want to go through two very basic concepts which have many applications. It probably makes sense if someone finds themselves in the situation, if it's possible to call halachic authority before doing one way or the other, it does make sense to try to do so. I normally know that if my phone rings at home, within 20 minutes before Shabbos, it's some pressing Shabbos-related question or a telemarketer. So I do try to pick up, though I hang up pretty quickly if it's the telemarketer. But the first concept I want to discuss is we know that we're prohibited from having non-Jews do Shabbos-prohibited activities for us on Shabbos or, for that matter, on Yom Tov. We know that. We know that if we want a light on, unless there's some unique allowance for the circumstances, we can't just ask a non-Jew to turn on a light for us. There's a fascinating exception to that rule. The rabbi said that the Bein HaShemashos period, the period in between Shkia, sunset, and Seisak Uchavim, which is when the stars have definitively come out, when it's definitely halachic night, let's say the time that we would say you should repeat Kriya Shema after at night, or the time that Shabbos is over, that type of time, that window of between Shkia and Seisak Uchavim, the rabbi said certainly if it's for some type of need, it's permitted to explicitly ask a non-Jew to do things for us on Shabbos. We're certainly not supposed to plan for that, but things come up. And so this is a classic example. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. But a person might be stuck somewhere, and it's Bein HaShemashos. Maybe they can ask an Anjou to do something for them. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.